Hey guys, this is KTSW's Other Side Drive, and we have in the studio Attic Ted, and you're performing tomorrow at Buzzmill.
Yes, hello. I certainly am, and thanks for having me here on your show. Here I was thinking the radio station was still an old main building. Mm-hmm. I guess that shows, you know, I haven't been paying close attention.
Oh, no, it's fine. We've moved down to Trinity, got some new equipment, and we're really lucky to have you in studio as well, especially with Hot Starry Nights being tomorrow, since it's one of the events that we're also kind of collaborating with. It's at Buzzmill tomorrow at 9:30. But we did play one of your songs right before the break, So It Goes. Could you tell us a little bit about that one, like the inspiration behind it?
Well, that's off of our brand new album, and it's one of my favorite songs to play. It's really, like a good dance around number. Mm-hmm. You know, and so that song, I'm a carpenter during the day. I have a wood shop at my house, and someone had sent me some cool, weird band from L.A. I can't remember the name of them, a video of them, and on my lunch break, I checked out this video, and I was so inspired by this band and, like, how cool of music they were making that I just couldn't go back to work for the afternoon and pulled out the Casio and came up with this little melody and pretty much, like, blame that band for, you know, missing half a day's work, but instead writing one of my favorite songs.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of take inspiration from other musicians as far as creating that kind of eclectic sound that you have?
Well, I mean, hopefully I'm taking inspiration from all sorts of things, like insects and really everything. But, I mean, if I'm inspired by something, it makes me want to, you know, write a song or, you know, work with it somehow.
So it's kind of like a hodgepodge of, like, everything that you experience?
I mean, I think if you're being honest with yourself, you know, it should be.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be like, I want to write a song that sounds like this guy. Or, you know, I mean, or maybe you do, but that's not really how I think about art.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of instruments do you use to create that very different, very unique sound?
Well, my main instrument has been this 1950s Hammond organ that I got years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're kind of famous for that, actually.
Well, I mean, not very many people have the gumption to, like, carry a 1950s Hammond organ, you know, all around the U.S. And, you know, and up in the north, in Chicago, St. Louis, all the parties are these house parties that are in basements. And so these basements have these super steep staircases that are full of rotting wood. And so you got to carry all your equipment up and down these sort of dangerous situations. So I think it takes a lot of heart. Man, not enough music. Seems like it has enough heart lately.
Mm-hmm. So as far as your music and your inspiration, now part of your act is as well as, you know, this eclectic sound, you also incorporate these masks that you hand make, which is really, really interesting. I just have a couple questions about those.
Sure.
How long does it take to make one mask?
Well, probably not very long to actually make one. They're mostly just cardboard that mm-hmm. has been stapled together and kind of thick paint. So I don't know, maybe an hour or two.
Mm-hmm. And I was reading, like, when I was, like, kind of researching you and, like, getting a little bit more information about you, you switch masks in between sets. Does each mask, like, have a specific character or a specific sound that kind of goes along with them?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I have two main masks that I am using most often. Attic Ted is this one male character.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a female counterpart, Virginia Black is her name. And she's, so the two of them have their own personalities. And not necessarily were they preconceived, but more like I made the object that was the mask mm-hmm. and then looked at it. And then when I did, you know, oh, this mask talks like this, or, you know, the other one, oh, I'm Virginia Black. So, you know, it's like the object kind of dictated that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's so much more fun to be these different characters mm-hmm. than just to be, I mean, I'm myself all the time. Mm-hmm. So I think it adds a really fun element for me, uh-huh. you know, as well as hopefully the audience.
Oh, definitely.
But most importantly, me. I mean, if I'm not having fun, then how can y'all have fun appreciating it?
Mm-hmm. And it adds definitely that theatricality to
right.
it that really makes, you know, each performance, you know, kind of new, unique, and definitely not something that you see every day.
Yeah, too bad, but maybe I'll start a trend.
Yeah,
hopefully
a whole new wave of like the what do you call it, the weirdo gothic musical theater carnival vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's I think sums it up.
Mm-hmm. So as far as you mentioned the song "So It Goes" was off of your new album. What
right.
was that called?
The new album is called Parade Dust Mischief, and it came out on Pecan Crazy Records, which is my own record label that has released all the Addict Ted stuff mm-hmm. to date. This is our 10th release, including a few 7-inches and 4 or 5 CDs and mm-hmm. a couple of cassette tapes.
Wow. So over the years, you've been doing a lot of work. Do you have a new album currently in the works, or is that a little bit more in the future?
Well, I mean, this newest LP just came out this last fall, mm-hmm. so been trying to tour, you know, quite a bit this last year, showing it off and whatnot. So I have been writing a few new songs, and you know, but I'm not in that big of a hurry. I'm super proud of this record, and so certainly want to like savor it.
Mm-hmm. And as far as touring goes, you have a lot of touring in the future, like up in the Northwest and even mm-hmm. in Europe. What are you doing to kind of get prepared for that?
Well, I mean, I feel ready to go. I mean, I'm still working on setting up some of those shows for the Europe trip. I'm going to be there over 5 weeks this time, going to 6 different countries. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it'll be like my 6th time to get to do it, 5th or 6th. And it's just like the biggest dream come true. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what I'm doing, I don't know, lining up someone to feed my chickens while I'm gone, I don't, stuff like that.
So as far as the countries you're going to, mm-hmm. Where are you headed as far as the Europe trip, and where are you going to hit up? And
Well, I'm going to start in Berlin and play a few shows in Germany, and then I'm super excited to be going up through Belgium. I've been to Brussels once before, but getting to go back and, mm-hmm. and play this other small town, and this town called Charleroi, mm-hmm. where the huge old warehouse of the town from 100 years ago that the industry has ended. So there's this huge warehouse that's now like the Arts Foundation has taken over, and that's where they have their shows. And,
oh, wow.
I mean, everything is just so bizarre and beautiful mm-hmm. in Europe. Going up to the Netherlands to play a few shows there, and Rotterdam and Amsterdam and Deventer.
Mm-hmm.
And then heading down to France, which I've traveled the most there. And I'm going to hit a little corner of Switzerland, and as well for the first time go to Spain mm-hmm. and play in Barcelona. So, I mean, my head's spinning.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. And with all of those countries that you're going to, you're definitely going to be around other artists and other musicians. You never know
yeah.
where your music may evolve from there. You know, there's sure. definitely, when I listen to it, I definitely hear kind of like the Eastern European influences with those different instruments,
cool.
Which is really, really cool. So it's kind of neat to see like the culture that, you know, that music kind of comes from and
yeah.
maybe see where your music goes from there.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't really thought about that,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, I hope it all sinks in.
Mm-hmm.
When you play overseas, what kind of reaction do you get from the audience in other countries versus here? Do they react differently? Do they embrace you more strongly? Do you notice a difference?
Well, I mean, the biggest difference I would say is kind of the way that the venues take care of the artists. I mean, it's pretty pathetic in the U.S. as far as really, I mean, like a venue will give the musician a couple free drinks and then like a cut from, you know, I don't know. They don't really show you as much respect as, I mean, in Europe, if you're playing a show, they're cooking you like a healthy meal before you start. A lot of the venues have like a spare apartment that mm-hmm. they let the band stay in for the night. There's just all these amenities. You never get drink tickets. You drink as much as you want.
Mm-hmm.
And So I think there's just maybe kind of a different attitude of importance for art and supporting the arts. And the governments there have a lot more money to support the arts. So, you know, like I'm talking about this warehouse, this huge factory that is now like a venue. There's all these like DIY squat houses. In Switzerland, if there's an abandoned building and a bunch of punks move into it and make it useful, then the owner of the building is, it's unlawful for them to kick the punks out. And so the punks use the house and make something beautiful out of it. So it's just such a different kind of attitude. And that's what I really love.
Well, that'll be really cool for you. I've always wanted to travel Europe, and I can only imagine being surrounded by all those other artists and musicians as well. So as far as, you know, your performances, you're more of like a one-man band, but you also kind of collaborate with other people, you know, when it comes to recording songs like the one we just heard. Do you usually take people with you when you tour, or do you, you know, pick up other people and kind of teach them stuff along the way?
I think I've had about 15 different people sit in with Addict Ed through the years, which is really fun. I mean, I've been on tour before in a different city, and a friend's there. What are you doing the next few days? Oh, nothing. Well, you should just learn some guitar licks and come along with me, you know? Okay. So, I mean, there's a core. Kobe Cardoso has been my drummer since the very beginning. He'll be there drumming tomorrow night with me, and he's all the recordings he pretty much plays drums on. I have the versatility to tour solo, which is really fun and nice, you know, especially like in Europe and stuff. I would hate to rent a van and try to drive around. It's so much more fun to sit on the train and look out the window and stuff.
Do you have a network of people over there that helps you when you go over there to perform, or do you kind of rely on the kindness of strangers?
As far as like places to stay,
yeah, stuff like that.
Well, you know, like I was saying, I've always been taken care of in such a different way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if someone's going to set up a show for you, it's almost understood that, you know, they're going to supply you with room and board.
Right.
And so
there's just like a hospitality there.
I think, and it just kind of has, it's just like a higher respect level for artists, maybe. But you know, each time I meet new people there, which, you know, and in the U.S. too. I mean, you're always like searching for the other weirdos, and then once you find them, you know, they come and visit you, and you go visit them.
All right. So as far as that tour, that's going to be in September. Do you have anything going on, kind of in this area before you go?
Well, you know, the big show tomorrow night at Buzzmill. Next week I'll be playing at Valentino's on Thursday night. And that is a no-price venue where you can have some pizza if you want, but I wouldn't say anything about it over the air. Let's see, I'm doing a really cool show in Austin on July 15th at Hole in the Wall. In August, heading up to the Northwest U.S., playing Seattle and Portland, and visit some friends.
Awesome. Well, that'll be really cool. So definitely the show this Saturday, we're really getting ready for Hot Starry Nights at Buzzmill, 9:30, and that's going to be really awesome. As far as that show, you know, so what are you kind of doing to prepare for tomorrow night?
Yeah, what can people expect if they come out to Buzzmill tomorrow?
Opening up is a local band called Red Direct. That's some pretty gritty southern rock. They're pretty awesome. They have go-go dancers on stage with them always. So they're really fun. They're playing at 9:30. Addict Ed with Kobe on drums at 10:30. Let's see, to get ready for that, I don't know. I want to go jump in the river, maybe.
Yeah, definitely go for a swim.
But I'm going to do that right after this. So
oh,
I think I'll be all ready for tomorrow.
It's the perfect weather for it, too. Well, we can give our audience a little bit of another taste as far as what they're going to be hearing tomorrow evening. And we'll jump back right in. Again, this is KTSW's Other Side Drive.
We'll be right back.
right. So that song, that was Look at Me. Off of one of your older albums.
Yeah, a little bit older with Virginia Black singing that one, which is still me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is very, very interesting. Really, really unique sound. Very eclectic is what I would call it. And again, just so everybody knows, you're going to be performing with the Red Direct, and you're Attic Ted.
That's right.
And that you're going to be on at 9:30-ish around, and it's going to be at Buzzmill for Hot Starry Nights, and it's going to be really great. So where can people follow you, find you, get more information about you online? Or?
Sure. Well, the brand new album, Parade Dust Mischief, is available on our Bandcamp page for free downloads. You know, from there you could also order the LP, but I can't, can I say that? I forget about that. I'm also on SoundCloud, a lot of like early demos and first time recordings I put up there. You know, Facebook, all the usual spots. I'm easy to follow.
Awesome. Well, check him out on all of those social media sites and everything. This is Attic Ted, and we just want to say thank you so much for coming in. It's been really, really great, and we're so excited for your performance tomorrow.
All right, thanks very much.
Awesome. Well, thank you all so very much. This has been Other Side Drive here at KTSW 89.9.